Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing a game in China does nothing for Willie P. I don't care. Allow me to be somebody who is America first in this particular entity. Allow me to play the games here. Let me worry about a game here. What does that do for me here in Atlanta? Does nothing for me other than give me something to watch in the middle of the day because they're playing in the middle of the day because of the time difference. So far be it for me to sit here and worry about Adam Silver and trying to, you know, enrich the game globally. Yeah, no, I don't care. You have a problem domestically. It's the worst regular season of any of the four major sports. If you could even call hockey a major sport anymore, as much as I love it, it's not. But the playoffs is big. The playoffs are huge. The playoffs bring ratings, and the playoffs also bring a different style of basketball than the regular season is. Maybe, and I'm just spitballing here, maybe you expand the playoffs, allow more people in, because you know that the games get more intensified in that realm than they are in the regular season. I know the playoffs are already a month and a half, 2 months long. So far be it for me to want to already expand what is the longest postseason of any major sport. But if anything, I want more opportunities to see the players at the highest level play at that level. I don't want these back-to-backs. The back-to-backs are killer, especially the cross-regional back-to-backs. The Hawks had to play one last weekend where they were in San Antonio late Friday, had to come back here, play Saturday, and there was no shot for them to beat the Pistons. And there's a couple others that are just are mind-numbing. They have one where they have to host New York and then play the next night in Orlando, two nights after that in Cleveland. That's a brutal stretch. That's hard. That's difficult. It's one thing to play back-to-backs in your own building, but it's another thing to have to do something like that. They have another one later on this season where they have to go at Philadelphia, then they have to go at Golden State 4 days later, then at Sacramento the next night, then at Utah two nights later. Tell me how that doesn't feel like you're getting screwed. It's a little bit getting screwed. So because of that, I personally don't understand that. And you also feel like, too, that the teams are kind of getting screwed, too. Texter, the 404, says, the American millennial is a wuss. Hope he's not talking about me. Jabbar and Jordan played 80 games at 40. Millennials want top pay with half the work. Can't disagree with you. And don't give me this garbage about how the league is more physical now and whatnot. Baloney. Look at the old bad boy Pistons and Bulls games of the 80s and 90s. Come on. Look at those old Knicks-Bulls series. Think there wasn't any bumping and grinding going on there? Here's the way the league is now. You go to the ground with continuation and shoot the ball up. If it doesn't go in, then the whistle comes 5 minutes later. That's the way the NBA works now. So, again, I'm not saying that, and this is somebody, I love basketball. I love the NBA. I love the NBA more now than I love college because college has been ruined by the one-and-done rule. Ruined. Can we get it to a point where we have guys playing in every game? Can we get it to a point where maybe the regular season turns into more of a statement event and not this, what we consider a preamble for the postseason? Please. Willie P in the house, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Non-sports story of the day that'll make you smile and smirk. This one is a doozy, and one that I'm sure nobody thought this was going to happen after this law was passed. Nobody saw this coming, except it happened.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.